Hi there, there. I hope you're having a good morning. Yeah, I am foggy for some reason. I don't know why. All right. Good morning. Today is Monday, March 11th. I am your host, Dina Jim, coming to you live from the DJ Pebbles studio located in the Monterey State, Colorado. Welcome to the program. So grateful to have you with us today. If you're listening to this later on the download, thank you. I understand how valuable your time is, so we appreciate that. Hit that follow button so you can join us live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's the chat. Thank you for your continued love, like, share, and love. Appreciate y'all so very much. Who else is in here? Hello, baby. Good morning. Man, I swear, Facebook still isn't fixed. It's doing some weird, I have to go a roundabout way to share my show onto BP's Podbean Podcast Nation. But one of the cool things it's doing is, I don't know why it's only doing it for Bam Bam, but I have like his little head, his little profile picture. So he's on Messenger, right? And he sends me a message just like you, BP, but it doesn't happen with you. It only happens with him. It'll show on my phone if I have a message from him that I haven't looked at. It shows it, like the little spot. It'll show it. But he's the only one that it does it for. It's the weirdest thing. I have no clue. That's the only cool thing out of all of it, but I have no idea what's going on. Hey, LeBron, how are ya? But yeah, so weird. I don't know. There's a lot of weird. Yes, you are a very important person. I love it because I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool. Because it shows, like, normally it would just show the Messenger little logo, but now it shows your logo. So it's pretty cool. I like it. All right, so let's get into the weather, and then we're going to do a little bit of self-respect. I don't have a whole lot to talk about it, but I have a video to play, or I should say audio to play. You can't see anything. All right, so in Denver, 38, mostly cloudy, expect sunny skies, a high of 62. But it is trending. They keep talking about some huge storm that we're supposed to be getting in the mountains Wednesday here in Denver, Thursday into Friday. It's supposed to be, what did they say? I have it later on. I have it written down somewhere on the third page or something. Anyway, so let's move on. For my family out there in Welland, Ontario, 31 and sunny. Most of the sunny skies, a high of 46. And for BP in Elwood City, Pennsylvania, 32 and sunny, expects sunny skies, a high of 52. And lastly, for Michael in Maryland, 37 and sunny, sunny skies, but you're under high wind warning. All right, so Bam Bam and I should be back this Thursday. I'm connecting through movies and their soundtracks. We're going to watch this Lemmy documentary, half of it. We're splitting it into halves when they're a little bit longer. I just want to say that if anything does happen with my family or Tuttles, as you know, and Bam Bam, family, they always come first. So this show, that show, any of them will be put on hold if something happens to father-in-law. So just know that. But we're planning on watching it. We're planning on everything being okay and going through with that. But I just, for future, he's not doing well. So I just want you to know that I'm not here for popularity, as you can tell. I'm here to be with you all, and hopefully something that I say will resonate and help you in some way or not. And either way, I get to hang out with my friends. That's what it's all about. So anyway, the word of the day is self-respect. Pride and confidence in oneself, a feeling that one is behaving with honor and dignity. And the quote I have is, don't lower your standards for anyone or anything. Self-respect is everything. Self-respect is knowing you are worthy and treating yourself accordingly. Respecting yourself is the first step towards understanding you deserve love and opportunities like everyone else. It is loving yourself and treating yourself with care. It is the result of staying true to your values and not being willing to compromise them. The more you engage in behaviors consistent with your beliefs and values, the more you will fulfill, you'll be fulfilled and confident. If you have self-respect, you do not spend your valuable time comparing yourself and your life to other people. There is so much negativity in the world today that this makes it very easy to lose self-respect and develop a negative view of yourself or the world around you. And none of us are perfect. We all have characteristics and achievements which we should respect about ourselves and share. It fosters self-belief and is essential if you want to make the most of your life. So self-respect is feeling of pride and confidence. So, let's bring this, turn off that music and then play this. Music? All right. Here we go. Be patient in becoming the person. Trust the process. Oh, damn. Why does it always, let's see. There we go.
Sometimes when you're following your own path, it takes a while for the world to catch up with you. You might look at the journey others have been on and think, that's what I should do. But instead, you kept moving through the dark on your own. And maybe you would have gotten there a little faster if you just followed everyone else. But now you can say you did it your way. You aren't living someone else's life and calling it enough. You stay true to yourself. And that, my friends, is real success.
It's easy to look around at other people and think they have it better. They struggled too. At some point, they stood with their head in their hands, or got down on their knees, or slumped to the floor, not knowing exactly where to go or what to do.
Thank you, BP.
Or how things were going to
work
out.
Thank you, Lou.
Every single successful person I know has gone through a struggle where they didn't know the next step. They had to step out in the darkness, so to speak, before the next step was illuminated. They took the chance, not knowing what the end result would be. They took the step, even though they were afraid. That's what courage is. That's what faith is about.
No one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
This year, you can't allow anything or anyone to get in the way of your growth, your success, or your inner peace. You have to stay focused on developing who you are so when you look in the mirror, you feel proud.
Fail big. That's right. Fail big. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life, and it can be very frightening. It's a new world out there. It's a mean world out there, and you only live once, so do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
You gotta figure it out. If you really have an obsession to figure it out, you will figure it out. And every puzzle is constructed differently. Everybody has a different puzzle, man. You just gotta figure out your own puzzle. You can walk through the fire complaining along the way, or you can walk through the fire and create an example for everyone else so that the trials and tribulations of their own life seem trivial because they're comparing themselves to the way you handle things, or the way you handle things with grace and dignity and discipline can show other people that they can handle their own life this way. And there's beauty in that. There really is. And there's so much inspiration to be gathered from other people.
This is why I say stay hard. Because when you weren't given the gifts, the only thing you can do in life is stay hard. There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created, or woman, in you.
The person you have to spend the most time listening to in your life is yourself. Try not to lose their respect. Self-respect and self-esteem, I think, largely comes from having faith in your own word.
As far as I'm concerned, that's all talk. You know, actually get in there and get yourself some results. That's what you should really be focusing on, you know?
Start betting on you and become the kind of person worth betting on. Trust and follow your dreams and desires. Do what you say you're going to do and hold yourself to a higher standard. Living in the certainty that everything is always working out for you gives you courage and confidence to take risks, to feel comfortable in the unknown.
Sometimes you just need to focus on the small battles first. Ignore other people's progress and focus on yourself. Sometimes the small wins are the big wins, the ones that build momentum, and the ones that give you the confidence to fight another day. The only standard you need to hold yourself to is your own. Just put your head down, take one small step, and then another, and don't stop until you get there.
Don't worry about next week, next year. Just focus on every 24 hours that you get, and that's done a lot for me.
It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
And are you going to be able to do everything in a day? No, you're not. But what an opportunity you have to just take one step at a time. And that's really where the beauty and the treasure is in the journey. It's in the steps that you get to take each and every day.
We become different people on the other side of change.
It's a little too long.
What we're capable of, what we value, it's and how we define ourselves. These things can all shift. And if we can learn to pay close attention to these internal shifts, we may just find that rather than limiting us, change can actually expand us.
Well, I guess that's the end of it. It just went blank. So I'm guessing that's the end of it. Anyway, respect your efforts, respect yourself. Self-respect leads to self-discipline. When you have both firmly under your belt, that is real power. And that quote is by Clint Eastwood himself. So stand tall. You got this. I believe in you. Self-respect. All right, we're going to move on to the joke of the day. All right. Did you hear about the chameleon who couldn't change color? He had reptile dysfunction. So dumb. What do you mean? Okay, here's the next one. What do you mean my dog was chasing a guy on a bike? My dog doesn't ride a bike. Bum, bum. I think the reptile dysfunction was a little bit funnier than that. All right. Oh, yeah. Back to the weather. Here it is. 10 to 14 inches they're saying we might be getting. So I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully, if it's that bad, I will not have to go anywhere. I'm hoping not, because, gosh, there's a lot of people from here from states that don't deal with snow. And that just kind of, we haven't had a ton of snow. But the last one we had, man, there was crashes everywhere. It was when I had to, Lewis's dad went to the emergency room. So last Wednesday, I believe. Yeah, there was crashes everywhere. I did not want to go out, but when I had to go out, they were kind of all cleaned up. But yeah, it was bad. So anyway, we'll look forward to seeing what happens then. We are going to talk. I don't know if you guys, any of you two watch the Oscars. I don't. But there was some interesting things about it, including John Cena walking across the stage naked with a little piece of wood on it. I saw clips of it and everybody's saying, yeah, he was really, really naked. I'm saying, oh, really? Do you really think he was totally naked? I don't think so, but whatever. And then other people are saying that was his initiation into the Hollywood cult. God, there's so many different little things about it. It's just crazy. Anyway, what else happened? Billie Eilish. I guess she, I like this Barbie song. I just, it's kind of a sad song, but I like it. I guess she did this song and she got a standing ovation. And then I guess, was it Ryan Gosling who played Ken? He sung his song and I'm Just Ken. And Slash was playing guitar, I guess. That would have been cool to see. But besides that, I don't know. They said that Jimmy Kimmel wasn't that good. And, you know, I think it's more for the artist than it is anybody else. The way that these awards shows have become, I don't know, not good anymore. Now, tell me, you guys, I think this is streaming, so I don't know who else streams, but yesterday, I'm on my Roku TV. All of a sudden, I see this commercial, because they do have commercials, for The Biggest Loser. And who's The Biggest Loser? The host, you know, one of the coaches? What was his name? He had a heart attack or something. It's him. He's like in their new shows because he's totally gray. He's all gray. But I used to love that show. I used to love watching that The Biggest Loser and like kind of rooting them on, you know, like you can do it, you can do it. Yeah, I used to love that show. So I don't know. It happened so quick, the commercial. So I'm not sure. I'm guessing it's just streaming somewhere on TV. But yeah, I always liked it. I liked the way that they gave you the background of the people and what they were going through and what they did to help them. But of course, for them, it happened in such a short amount of time for TV. You know, it happens very quickly, them losing all that weight. So I remember them saying that sometimes that isn't that good. But at least it's better than the other way that some of the people nowadays are. Harper. Yes, Bob Harper. Thank you. Are doing it with just going and getting those shots, those Ozempic shots to lose the weight. So I don't know. I guess that's all controversial stuff. But I mean, you can do it. You can lose weight if you put your mind to it and get up and do it. I've done it. Aaron's done it. Aaron lost close to 100 pounds. I lost 65-70 pounds. So you can do it. It's hard work. It's not easy. And I think that's why some people just go and give me a shot. Let me get the shot. But that, I don't know. I don't know if that's still gonna last as long as if, you know, compared to you doing it, going in there and working hard and getting at it. I don't know. Maybe. All right, we're going to move on I have a countdown to Easter because I had to think, I know it's coming up. When is it? And it's the end of this month. It's 19 days, 15 hours, 55 minutes and 4 seconds to go Easter. That always kind of seems like the start of spring. You know, spring has come. You can hide Easter eggs and stuff like that. Do you guys, this might sound like a silly question, Bam Bam, and you might be out, but you guys celebrate Easter, right? Canadians celebrate Easter. I don't know why I'm thinking maybe you wouldn't, but I don't know. I mean, because like today there's Commonwealth Day. What is it? The Commonwealth Day of Canada. And then it's Commonwealth Day. And then the next one says Commonwealth Day of Canada. I'm not sure what the difference is in both of them. In some states it honors the history, it says. And then the one other one is Commonwealth Day in Canada. God save the Queen and her Commonwealth. Celebrate the glorious history of British Empire. So I think you guys have Easter. I do. It's just in my brain for some reason. Hi, Barbara. Welcome. So anyway, Easter, end of the month. So while I'm already in this, the national days, we might as well go over them. It is National Napping Day, and it's just a little bulldog napping. Take a nap. I think you kind of need it after this daylight savings. I think that's maybe why I'm feeling foggy, is because of the daylight savings. Not with it I ate today. What did you eat today? I saw a whole bunch of pictures. I was looking, I went back and I saw a whole bunch of pictures of your food. I was like, yum. It is also the National Promposal Day. So I guess if you go to high school, it's Promposal Day. It is also 3/11. 3/11, and that's the music I'm going to be playing later on. About 8:20 is all going to be 3/11. And then we'll get back to the band list on Wednesday. 3/11 is about emergencies, I guess. While we do have a number for emergency services, 911. What happens when we have a legitimate question, but it doesn't fall under the emergency category? The 311 system is exactly for what that helps residents report issues, find out about the city services, and solve queries. I had no idea. I had no idea that there was a 311 number that you could do this with. It says that it evolved into a multi-channel service that connects citizens with the government. And I thought I read something in here about Canada too. Let's see. Something about Chicago. Oh, January 1999, followed by Chicago. Oh, Baltimore, then Chicago. They started it. I swore I read something in here about Canada. It might have been just that I was reading that other thing about Canada. I did 311 throughout Canada. The Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunication Conference reserves the use of 311 for non-emergency municipal services throughout Canada. And the first Canadian 311 service opened up in Calgary. That's what I was reading. Yeah, thought so. All right. So yeah, you can call instead of bugging everybody else. Hey, Coach Kyle, how are you? You can dial 311. Had no idea, but there you go. You learned something. You guys probably already knew. It was probably just me that didn't know. But anyway, I'll be playing 311 songs later on. Just for 311. Like I said earlier, Commonwealth Day and the Commonwealth Day of Canada. It is also Facts Day, debunking. It's like, use your brains and go and do your research. Don't just believe everything you hear or read, especially on the internet. You have to do your research. And a lot of people just kind of see something and it kind of leans towards what they believe. And so they're like, yeah, I believe that. Yeah, I believe that. And they don't go any further into trying to debunk what they might believe in. So you need to do your research. So Facts Debunking Day is today. Welcome, WJYRHHKI. Let's see what other day we have. 8 hours day. Oh, that has to do with Australia. Oz isn't in here, so we're not going to talk about that. Key Deer Awareness Day. These deers are really cute, but I've never heard of a key. I wonder if it's like in the Florida Keys. Let's see. Because it says Key Deer Awareness Day. They are the Virginia white-tailed deer are only found, yep, in the Florida Keys. See? So it's pay attention to those little deer. What else? National COVID Day. We're not going to talk about that. National Dream Day. If you have a dream, believe in your dreams. Johnny Appleseed Day. Oh my gosh. Don't you remember being a kid and learning about Johnny Appleseed? All about him when you were a little kid. I remember. I loved it. Johnny Appleseed. And then it is also not just Waffle Day, but it's National Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day. What the heck is that? And it says health conscious people can celebrate the healthier option of this classic dessert. Wow, I didn't even know that the waffle was considered a dessert, and we've been eating it for breakfast forever. I've never had an oatmeal nut waffle, but it's your day today. It's also Sofrito Day. Spice up your meal with some sofrito. What else? Oh, gross. So gross. Apple a day. Johnny Appleseed. I do eat an apple a day. A Granny Smith apple a day. And it's really good for you. They are good for you. Not that it keeps the damn doctor away, but still it is good for you. But don't you remember learning that? Here comes John. No, that's Peter Cottontail. What was the song about Johnny Appleseed? Not here comes Johnny Appleseed. that's the 31st. We'll play Peter Cottontail. Anyway, it prevents gingivitis. Oh, geez. no, but this one's gross because I'm going through the national days and then all of a sudden I see a picture of a chick with water coming out of her nose. You know, like, what is that machine I have in the bathroom? A Visage? It's because it's National Wash Your Nose Out Day today. It is. Have you ever tried one of those things that, like, it sucks water up one side of your nose by sucking it out the other nostril? It's like... And it's going through, water's going up one nostril and coming out the other. It's gross, but it does really clean. If you have bad allergies and stuff, it really does work really good. It's hard. It's like a torture device. It's kind of hard to get used to at first, but this chick, it looks like she just has a water bottle and she's squirting it up her nose. So it's Wash Your Nose Out Day today. What else do we have today? World Plumbing Day and Worship Your Tools. All right, guys and girls, worship your tools today. Day. That's just crazy. So Coach Kyle, did you watch, I use my wife's Flosser machine for my, oh no, Coach Kyle's wife. Oh no. Plus that would hurt. That would really hurt. That would be a little bit too powerful for your little nostrils there. I'm not going to go back over to the Oscars. We're just going to forget about them. I thought this was kind of a cute story. It's about food. And if it lets me move, oh, damn. Let's see. Here we go. Olive Garden, and it doesn't say, I don't think which one. It just says Olive Garden is perhaps is known for the never-ending pasta, but it said that they genuinely loved their customers. And there was this little 12-year-old girl, Emily Uquentes, and she is a Girl Scout. Oh, and this is in Connecticut, Stamford, Connecticut. She contacted the company via Instagram asking it to buy some cookies with the hopes of eventually selling enough boxes so that her troop could visit Disney World. She had no idea the chain would buy Not just one box, but 93, making the dream a reality. And 93, you think, why 93? Well, when she went on to this post and was talking about it, she had already sold 7 boxes. So they went and bought the rest so that she would sell the her goal of selling 100 Girl Scout cookies. And they were all Thin Mints cookies so that they could give them out to customers. How do they do that? I wonder how they can get away with giving out a Girl Scout cookie at a restaurant. As you know, they were saying at the end, they always give you mints. I don't know that they could do that, but anyway, it's cute that they did that for her. They did buy the cookies, and then they sent her some Olive Garden swag. It actually, she's holding it up. It's a card, and then it literally looks like a baby blanket that has embroidered in the corner Olive Garden. So I'm not quite sure what it is, but it looks like a baby blanket. But that was nice of them either way. Let's see, we have some more. Just use power washer. No. Oh, BP, that would hurt. Oh, no. All right. And isn't that cute? I think that's sweet. I think that's sweet because it's hard. And those damn cookies are expensive now. So I think that's a good story. Now, this next one sounds gross. Hidden Valley Ranch and Cheez-Its for a cheesy ranch mixed together. What do you think? I don't know. No. Ranch and Cheez-It. It's just the cheesy. It's going to be cheesy ranch. It's available at $5.99 at your local Kroger or Walmart stores. So you can get it now. Oh, March in April. So you have to wait till next month. But fans are going to go crazy, they said. I don't know. That sounds gross to me. But since we're talking about Cheez-Its, I found another one. It's a list of what do you think about. They're all cheese flavored. They're talking about the different flavors of Cheez-Its and which one is number one. So they're saying coming in at number 11, and the Cheesy Ranch is just plain old Cheez-It Cheesy Ranch. But these flavors coming in at number 11, they're saying is extra cheesy. Okay. Number 10, this would be my own. This is like the only one that I like is the white cheddar Cheez-Its. Have you guys tried those? That's the only one I like. I don't like the regular Cheez-Its, but I like the white cheddar ones. And then I guess they have bacon and cheddar. I've never heard of those ones before, but then again, I don't eat these. Buffalo wing Cheez-Its, never seen them. What else? That's at number 8. Number 7 is Italian 4 cheese. Number 6 is extra toasty Cheez-Its. Number 5 is cheddar jack Cheez-Its. Number 4 is hot and spicy Cheez-Its. Number 3 is sharp cheddar and parmesan Cheez-Its. Number 2, Pepper Jack Cheez-Its. And number 1 is the original Cheez-It. I don't know. They're not my favorite, but okay. Bacon Cheez-It, you like BP, the bacon one? Pepper Jack, yeah. Okay, there you go. See, we each like our own flavor. I like the white cheddar. Coach Kyle likes the Pepper Jack. Bacon Cheez-Its for BP. There we go. You're all welcome. All right. So there's another list. I keep finding all these food lists. This one I thought, and it's funny, it comes off of Narcity, Canada. That's the website. And it tells me all kinds of stuff about the Canadian people. But they're talking about how in Canada, they have stuff that are completely different than out here in the States. And one of the first ones they show is Smarties. And Bam Bam sent me some of these. And you know, Smarties in the States are those little tube, chalky little tube. You know, they come in a tube wrapped up in cellophane and they're little teeny circular, different pastel colors. And they kind of taste, I don't know if you can call it fruity, chalky fruity. But in Canada, theirs are like M&Ms. They're just, but regular M&Ms. That's what their shapes aren't the same. They're kind of like an off kind of like a UFO disc shape. That's what their Smarties are like. Totally different. And that now they're showing their cereal, the Corn Pops, you know, the Kellogg's Corn Pops. Theirs are actually round, little round balls. Is that, I wish Beyond, he's doing something. I know he's doing something. There's a little round balls. And then ours are, you know, all, they're like nuggets. They're all different shaped golden nuggets for those pop, those sugar pops. Man, those are good. I used to like that cereal. So good. I liked it because they could stay in the milk and it didn't get soggy really fast. You know, you didn't have to like gobble down your cereal. So it got all, I hate when cereal gets soggy. Blah, so gross. I hate that texture in your mouth. So yeah, theirs are round. Ours are like nuggets. Let's see. Oh, their peanut butter. It says Jif peanut butter. Theirs has little bears on the front of it. Ours just has Jif, J-E-I-F. Theirs has two bears in a little round pitcher, and it says Kraft. It looks like the Kraft bottle for Parmesan cheese, but it has two little bears. One's for smooth, and one smooth is green, and red is crunchy, is what it says. So that's crazy. Let's see what else they have. Oh, these look real. I've talked about these before. They look so good. Beaver tails. I've never seen a beaver tail out here in the States. What they're showing, it kind of looks like from us. It looks like, I remember getting them out when I went to, my mom would take us to these Indian, like a show, an Indian show, and they would have arts and crafts, and then they would do their different dances and stuff, and they would sell like what looked like a flour tortilla that they would fry, and then they would put cinnamon sugar all over both sides of it and then like drizzle honey on it. That's what it kind of looks like to me. But their beaver tails look so different, and they're more of a pastry, like donut-y kind of thing. They look really, really good. It says beaver tails are a classic Canadian snack. They were born right here in the true north, but you might be surprised to know that the U.S. has its own version of fried dough pastry. Yeah. See, ours looks more like the fried donut dough stuff, but man, I would love to try. Those look really, really good. And then they show like their caramel, Cadbury caramel bars, look completely different than ours. And that I think too, well, I don't know. We had this discussion not too long ago about the Cadbury eggs and how in England, they don't have all the bad stuff, all the yellow dye number 5 and all of that stuff in it, preservatives. And I could have sworn Bam Bam said that, yeah, the Canadians don't care that much. Cause I was wondering if, you know, cause they do a lot of the same things that are in England and stuff. And I swore he said no, that theirs wasn't that, they didn't care about them that much, but it does look different. The bars look different. Let's see. The Big Mac is even different. Ours is taller. Ours is like taller for some reason. It's just taller with more stuff in it, like that yucky gooky stuff in it. So yeah. Hi, Fortunate Son of God. Good to see you. Just going in for some snacks before I get into some music. And then they showed their mac and cheese. The box is just different. It says KD on the front of it for Kraft Dinner. Ours is mac and cheese with a little mac and cheese on the thing that looks like it's smiling at you. Bagels, they're saying, for some reason, they're showing the Canadian bagels as like only bean sesame. And then on the US, it shows all different kinds. So let's see. I don't know why. I was just wondering if it was saying that. Oh, they're saying that they're typically, the Montreal bagel is a classic. It's typically thinner with a doughier yet dense texture thanks to the process of poaching the bagels in honey water before baking them in the oven. But I'm sure it's not just the sesame ones that they're showing. That's all that they have. And then again, the Smarties. The candies, the Smarties. So yeah, there you go. That was all I have for you. So we are going to get over here. 311 songs. I hope you guys don't totally hate 311, because that's what we're playing today, is 311 on 311. So first off, we have, if you're new to, let me see if he's still in here. Yes, Fortunate Son of God. If you're new to the program, I play the song, but I tell you a little bit of history about the song before I play it, so you know that history. So the first song that I'll have for you today about from 311 is the song Down. On the lyrical inspiration, Nick Haxmum, he is from the band, said, "It was an idea. If I ever didn't thank you, then just let me do it now." It's was both to our fans and me saying to the other band members, what a trip it's been to come from Nebraska with pretty much nothing but a dream and then have to see this come true. And the unity we have as the band and all of for one and all of that spirit. And thank you to the fans, he says. This is also, I think this was on the list of songs that were banned after 9/11 was this song Down. So here it is, Down by 311. Breakthrough single for 311, marking the first appearance on the Billboard Airplay charts and getting them on MTV. The song isn't typically pop fare, but it made an adventurous addition to many places, looking to branch out from grunge and hip hop to easygoing pop. 311, Down. All right, we are going to move on to the song Flowing by 311. Flowing conveys a struggle to find peace within oneself, combating intrusive thoughts and striving to regain a sense of direction. It examines the difficulty of quieting the mind and overcoming negative experiences and emotions in order to move forward. Here they are, 311, Flowing.
Hello.
So 311 is actually from Omaha, Nebraska. The band was formed in 1988 by vocalist and guitarist Nick Hexum, lead guitarist Jim Watson, bassist Aaron P. Nutt Willis, and drummer Chad Sexton. Watson was replaced by Timothy Mahoney in 1990, and in 1992, Doug S.A. Martinez joined as the second vocalist and turntablist. Isn't a turntablist just a DJ? Oh, I thought that's what they called. I thought that was what a DJ was a turntablist. All right, whatever. We're going to move on to the next one on the list, and it is All Mixed Up is the song. This song was combines reggae, ska, and rap. Was co-written by 311's vocalist DJ Douglas Vincent S.A. Martinez and vocalist rhythm guitarist Nick Henson. It is one of 311's most popular songs, reaching number 4 on the U.S. modern rock charts and helping contribute to the band's growing fan base in the late 90s. In an interview with Nick Hexum, he cited that this was one of 311's songs that best represents the band. Said Hexum, "I think All Things Mixed Up was the really innovative combination of styles that hadn't been tried before, and that's one really has legs. It gets played on repeat over the years, but never gets obviously overplayed," he said. Here it is, All Mixed Up, 311. Chosen by Willis from the Police Code 311 for indecent exposure in Omaha after a friend of the band was arrested and cited for skinny dipping in a public pool. All mixed up. 311. Oh, okay, yeah, this one charted 36, it says. It said it charted earlier on a different list. 36 in the U.S. It didn't chart in Canada. All right, we're going to move on to the next one. Amber, we all know this one. 311's lead singer Nick Hexum was dating Nicole Schwischlinger when he wrote this song. Schwischlinger, who went on to fame as the member of the Pussycat Dolls and Masked, that show on TV, was engaged to Hexum for a while, but then they broke up in 2004 and were never married. Hexum later married his wife, Nikki, and had 2 kids. All right. Swinchinzer is likely inspired for the song, but Hexum won't admit it. In a 2015 interview, he said, there have been people who have speculated that, and I won't confirm or deny. Here it is, Amber 311. Oh, what? Where is this song at? Damn it. Dang it. Are you freaking kidding me? Hold on. I'm going to play the next one, and then I'm going to bring that one up. The next one is Come Original. Come Original. Let's play that one, and I'm going to get Amber. Oh, now it's going to play it. Amber 311. Thank you, BP. I know that's you.
Brainstorm. Take me away from the norm. I got to tell you something. This phenomenon, and you put it in a song, and it goes like, oh, amber is the color of your energy.
Grassroots, they financed their own tours. The band drove around in an old RV borrowed by Sexton's father and towed a Volkswagen bus, which held their own equipment. After tackling a steep incline where en route to Omaha show, the RV caught fire. Oh no, the only door out of the vehicle was surrounded by flames. Oh no, I didn't read this story. So the band jumped through the fire. All of their equipment and positions were lost, though no one was seriously injured. The band continued the tour using borrowed equipment. The following year, they released their second studio album, Grassroots. This is Amber 311. That's crazy. I remember when I saw Kings of Leon for the first time out in Boulder. They were in driving, before they became popular, big, their own big, huge bus, tour bus, you know, and they had it out back and they were driving that. Anyway, okay, now back to the list, and I will talk about Come Original, and then we'll play a little bit of that one, even though it started. All right, Come Original. This song was inspired by the trip the band's vocalists Nick and Doug S.A. Martinez took to Jamaica. They made it their mission to avoid the tourists hanging out and join the locals, which took them to various dance halls. A reggae festival happened to be taking place at the time, which made it easy for them to absorb the sounds of the island. We were very inspired by the rhythms. This song is a call to bring new sounds to the musical landscape, and the band actually describes how they do it in the lyrics. Funk, slap, bass, mix, the dance hall, and hip-hop beats and punk guitar. Here it is, Come Original 311. Welcome. So I didn't know this, but it says on March 11th, which is today, in the year 2000, 311 began celebrating an unofficial holiday of their own creation called 311 Day. The band chose the date because of March 11th, of course, and written in the United States as 311. Every other year on March 11th, the band performs an extended concert for thousands of their fans. I wonder where that's at, this, if they're doing it this year. Let's see. It's going to be at, oh, well, it says March, what the heck? March 9th. Well, they're saying Las Vegas. But the date, it says March 9th and 10th in 2004. So it's not actually on the 11th. Huh, weird. All right, let me turn off this song. That is, this says, are different acts get a positive shout out on this track? The Black Eyed Peas, NOFX, I have no idea who NOFX is, Ronnie Size, and Mr. Vegas. They were all relatively underground artists at the time. The Black Eyed Peas was still a rap trio and had yet to add Fergie to their lineup. So that is Come Original. Turn off, thank you. All right, the next one I have is Beautiful Disaster. This song was written by 311's lead singer, Nick Helksem, who says it's about falling for the wrong person. I think many times people in general, and me especially, find ourselves attracted to people who are not good for us, he said in an interview. We know it, but we can't resist it. That's what Beautiful Disaster is. Here they are, 311, Beautiful Disaster. That's funny.
I know a drugstore cowgirl, so afraid of getting bored. She's always running for something, so many things ignored. I might do that stuff, didn't make you feel like shit. I must have a reality tip, so many tricks in it.
So this song, I guess, is used by the professional wrestling tag team of Motor City Machine Guns in Ring of Honor and Chikara Pro? Pretty sure that's how you say it. Beautiful Disaster. 311. Off the album Translator, 1997. It charted 21 in the U.S. Beautiful Disaster. All right, we're going to move on to the next 311 song, and it's Do You Right. Do You Right. It's out of order. Let's see. Do You Right. There we go. Do You Right. The song Do You Right by 311 is a love song expressed through the lens of nature and the beach. The lyrics convey a sense of joy and contentment with life, symbolized by the beauty of the natural world. The narrator expresses the desire to be with the loved one and to do them right, implying a commitment to treating them well and making them happy. All right, let's play it. Do You Right? Yeah, okay. This list is crazy because it says Don't Stay Home. Do You Right? Here it is. Off the album Music 1993. Now this is one I had not heard before. Now it's saying, do you right? Expresses joyful, grateful, and a loving relationship grounded in deep appreciation for the beauty of the natural world. Like I said before, sometimes the people who write about these songs, man, I think they're high. I don't know. All right, we're going to move on to the next one. Let's see if it's in order. Do you write? Okay, I'll be here a while. Yes. All right. I'll be here a while. We do know this one is the 12th and closing track on their album Chaos. Lead singer Nick originally wrote it when he was 20, hence the line in the refrain, 20 years of age, though Hixom was 30 when he recorded it. He commented on it in an interview included on the disc from Chaos that he was living a wild and crazy life as a young kid. I can think we all kind of do that, gone through that stage in life. Here they are, 311. I'll be here a while. Thank you, BP.
You are going nowhere. I'll be. You are.
sunset place. Your pain can deliver our quiver with delight.
That line right there, the lyrics, and if a person, place, or thing can deliver, I will quiver with delight, are taken directly from The Lust, the Flesh, the Eyes, and the Pride of Life, a song by a Christian alternative rock band called The 77s, which have appeared on the 1987 self-titled album. I'll Be Here While, 311, from the album Chaos 2001.
Going nowhere, I'll be here while.
All right, we're going to move on to a song called Creatures. Let's see. 311's frontman Nick Hexum got the idea from this song when he spotted a poster advertising a punk rock concert that said, "A few drinks, a few smokes, and then Creatures for a while." A cartoon likeness of a guy and girl accompanied the text. In an interview, Hexum explained, "I just loved that phrase, Creatures for a while. It's about blowing off steam and just the outlet of the music can provide. You can become an animal and totally lose your mind in a tribal dance, and that's what our shows have become." All right, here is Creatures for a while, 311. One of 311's most popular live songs, and for many years was their closing number. Hexum says it's one of their favorites to perform that just drives the crowd completely nuts. It's a fairly long song with a lot of different sections, and that's what the big highlight is in mine. Features, 311. Yeah, they're going a little crazy in this video, for sure. All right. We're going to turn off that creature. And we're going to move on to the next one. We did that one. Stay Home, 311. Stay Home is the first single released by 311 for their self-titled third album. I should say the first single from their third album, not their first single. The music videos, mostly in black and white. The video seems to shift between winter and summer, as the band's members are seen both in winter coats and then shirtless. So here is Don't Stay Home, 311.
Don't say no.
To step out of their comfort zone, break from the isolation, and embrace new experiences. It emphasizes the potential for personal growth and the fulfillment that can come found by engaging with the world outside of your own home. Yeah. All right, we're going to move on from that to a song called Homebrew. This was the lead single from their album Grassroots. Drummer Chad Sexton explained on the band's website, it ended up leading off the album because the band felt it was a strong rock song. Recorded in the small house in Van Nuys we shared with the band members, Grassroots was the second album released by 311. It was certified gold in 1999 by the Record Industry Association of America, having sold over 500,000 copies. All right, here it is, Homebrew 311. Yeah, I never heard this one before. The song's refrain and its original in the track from the one vocalist, Nick Hexum, in Sexton's old band. It was titled Independence Day. Sexton said that was written probably in 1989, and we had liked that chorus, he said. Homebrew, 311, off the album Grassroots, 1994. All right, we're going to move on. Gosh, after this, I'm probably not going to want to listen to any more 311. All right. Beyond the Gray Sky, singer-songwriter Nick Sexton wrote this song about his friend David Barker, who committed suicide. The title of the song is in reference to some of David's emails where he mentioned a cloud of darkness in his life. Well, that's very depressing. Let's listen to a little bit, Beyond the Sky, Gray Sky. Thank you, BP. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Is a gift. I know a moment of bliss that we hold. A firecrack, a flash of light, then on to the next plane. So remain. Come along, if you dare. It's gonna be that you're scared. A lovely life, I thank you for the reason to see the people. Light a candle for the dead. The wick is burning, returning what we have. It's who we are.
interesting. All right, that is Beyond the Gray Sky, 311 off the album Evolver. That's in 2003 that this came out. All right, the next one most of us have heard on the remake of Love Song that they did, The Cure's Love Song, sometimes written as Love Song, is the song by The Cure. Love Song was released as a single by the band 311 and is featured on the soundtrack of the 2004 film 50 First Dates. It also features on 311's Greatest Hit albums, Greatest Hits 93 through 2003, while The Cure's original version hit number 2 on the alternative song charts. 311's cover was more successful on the chart, hitting number 1. The 311 cover also reached number 59 on the Billboard Hot 100, making it the band's first single to make the chart. Here is Love Song 311. Fifty First Dates, that's a cute movie. Since 2015, the band has collaborated with Nebraska Brewing Company and Rock Brothers Brewing on 311 Amber Ale. The beer is currently available in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Nebraska, and Southern California, with more Midwest locations coming soon. Many varieties of the beer are now available at a home delivery, it says. In 2017, they also released a cannabis vapor pen dubbed the Grassroots Uplifter. The pen is available in Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and California. In 2018, Grassroots Uplifter V2 was released in California. The 311 has also official media sponsor of the BK Racing on NASCAR's Sprint Cup Series, and the 311 logo appears on the BK Racing cars. Ish. Okay. All right. I really like that. That was a good remake of that song for sure. All right. We're going to move on to How Do You Feel? And I couldn't find anything about this song. So let's just listen to it. How do you feel? How do you feel? 311, that's not the greatest hits. Never heard that one before either. All right, we're going to move on to the next one I have. And let's see, I have a few. Good Feeling. Let's do that one. Good Feeling. Voyager is the 13th studio album by American rock band 311. It was released on July 12th, 2019. It is the second to produce that was produced by John Feldman, and the fifth to be produced by Scott Ralston. Mountain Zayar is also listed as the producer. In the 311 first album since 1995, self-titled album, to not debut in the top 10 of the Billboard 200, peaking at only number 18. Oh, well, bummer. Here it is, Good Feeling. Hi, Mansour, welcome.
It's time to surrender. I'm trying to remember. Cause it's been forever since we felt good.
It sounds a little different than the rest of their stuff.
It's gonna go my way. We're free on the freeway. It sure feels good. Cause I wanna go back to the
welcome days
back. The past when everything's easy. But I'm holding you close and I'm letting it go. Cause baby, I'm freezing. I got a good feeling. Got a good feeling. I got a good feeling about you. Didn't believe it, cause my messed up head says I blew it. I don't care, cause I'm never gonna quit, not today. Cause I found the road and I lost it. Seen the edge of it hanging off it. Ain't no river too wide to cross it on the way. Cause I wanna go back to the days of the past when everything was easy. But I'm holding you close and I'm letting it go, cause baby, you're the reason. I got a good feeling.
Yeah, it sounds totally different than their other stuff. It even sounds like maybe it was a different singer. Good Feeling, 311. And this is off the album Voyager, 2019. Interesting. And there's Amber. Amber wasn't at the top where it should have been. I knew I had it in there somewhere. Oh, man. All right. So that is 311 on 311 Day. Who knew that there was actually that they were trying to get a 311 Day? Oh, there we go. All right. On Wednesday, I'm going to go back to the list of the songs that were banned after 9/11. Have about two or three more days of that. And then I'll have to think of another list to do. And then we'll be back on Thursday to watch the Lemmy documentary off of YouTube for those interested. I'm really looking forward to watching that one. and then listening to the music that Bam Bam put together for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that. I appreciate you. All right, guys. So countdown to Easter, 19 days, 14 hours, 49 minutes, and 25 seconds to go. So let me get over here. I'm going to leave you guys like I always leave you. Get Aaron to work. Maybe go to the store before the middle of the week and everybody else is going to be there trying to get stuff before the huge storm comes. And then it's not going to be a storm at all. Just that's how it usually happens. Oh, no, that's not what I want to play. Jeez, and it's loud. That's not what I want. I want this. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. And if nobody's told you lately, I appreciate and love you guys so, so very much. Be careful out there. Watch your family. Watch everybody that you love. Keep them close because, man, this world has just gone crazy. It's just gone crazy. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Bam Bam. I love you guys. Have a good rest of your day. Let me turn this down or it's going to be super loud again. That was super loud. And then I'll see you guys back on Wednesday. There we go. Bye, guys.